Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The International Atomic Energy Agency Board of Governors on September 13th overwhelmingly adopted a resolution that calls on Iran to meet its international obligations concerning its nuclear program. The resolution, expressing serious concern that Iran continues to defy United Nations Security Council resolutions for it to suspend uranium enrichment, was approved by 31 countries, including Russia and China. Cuba was the only country to vote against the measure. Egypt, Ecuador, and Tunisia abstained. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said in a statement that the resolution clearly reflects the international community's concerns regarding Iran's nuclear program. Iran, she said, must take concrete steps to address those concerns. Iran must cooperate fully and immediately with the IAEA on all outstanding issues. We welcome the resolve of the international community to make clear the onus is on Iran to abide by its international obligations, honor its commitments to the IAEA, and prove that its intentions are peaceful. Secretary of State Clinton also praised efforts by the international community to make significant cuts to Iranian oil revenue, which, she said, funds not only the nuclear program, but Iran's support for terror and destabilizing actions in the region and around the world. Secretary Clinton announced that the U.S. has renewed exceptions on Iranian sanctions under Section 1245 of the 2012 National Defense Authorization Act for Japan and 10 European countries that have significantly reduced their oil purchases from Tehran. She noted that as of July 1st, the European Union implemented a full ban on Iranian crude oil and petroleum products, strengthening the comprehensive measures it has taken to hold Iran accountable for its failure to comply with its international nuclear obligations. Japan has also taken significant steps to reduce its crude oil purchases, which is especially notable, said Secretary Clinton, considering the extraordinary energy challenges it has faced in the aftermath of the Fukushima nuclear plant disaster in 2011. The extensive cooperation of the international community with United States sanctions law has resulted in reducing Iran's oil revenues and isolating its central bank from the international system. We have brought significant pressure to bear on the Iranian regime, said Secretary of State Clinton, and we will continue to work with our partners to ratchet up the pressure on Iran to meet its international obligations.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.